We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you got your block on ready?
Ready?
On three. One, two, three.
It's showtime.
I'm psyched.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good Thursday to you as we get going here on the back end of the week for Sports Daily. Good to have you with us. Another start to the week in the NFL. Week 7, boy, comes at you fast and furious. Mm-hmm. All kinds of interesting things going on in the world of sports, not the least of which is the World Series. Tampa Bay battles back to tie the series at one apiece, and it looks like we're going to have a pretty competitive one between the two, I think, best teams in baseball. But Shane, wow, what a day yesterday in terms of guys, teams, entities struggling, mm-hmm. having a moment, life catching up with them, as you put it. It was crazy here over the last 24 hours, some of the stuff that we've been dealing with.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on these guys and entities, as you put it. It, in my head, kind of started a domino effect after I heard what I heard about, and two of these kind of melded together or, you know, kind of feathered their way into each other, and that was Odell Beckham Jr. and the state of mind that he's in and his former program, LSU. And they're both kind of unique in and of themselves, but they kind of remind me of one another and what you and I were talking about, that, man, life comes at you fast. It wasn't that long ago that Odell Beckham Jr. was pretty much on top of the receiving world immediately, right out of LSU at the age of 22, and his doesn't take a rocket science or a football scout to understand that his most productive years as a receiver were his first three in the league with the Giants, 14, 15, and 16. And it's not that he hasn't been injured, but his fall from grace and his lightning rod-ness really doesn't have much to do with injuries as it does with maybe spotty quarterback play, maybe questionable play calling, maybe hot-headedness on the sideline and bouts with kicking nets and things like that. And I'm not going to be one to pile on him for pouting on the sideline. He's not the first, and he won't be the last. So I don't really care if he was pissed that he got taken out on Sunday. But he was, because of who he is, and I guess because of who he plays with, and that's Baker Mayfield, after he threw his helmet, punched a cooler, and took his cleats off with 8 minutes left to go when Kevin Stefanski said his services were no longer needed that day because we're down 31, so we'll live to fight another day. It's not the beginning of the end of a guy like him, I don't think, but everything with him and them seems so magnified. Rome jokes about it and calls the Browns America's team, but he's not too far off. Whenever they do something that's not savory, man, the Browns are in the spotlight, and they have been for a little while now. And some of it was the expectations when Jarvis Landry and him signed there and Kareem Hunt signed there and Nick Chubb emerged as a really good running back. But I don't know if he can recover. He's averaging 53 yards receiving a game, and last year, 64.7.
Yeah,
life comes at you fast, OBJ. Life comes at you fast.
Yeah. He's a guy plus. You know, I mean, he's like a little bit better than just a guy, right?
He had a minute against the Cowboys the other day.
Yes, he did. Still capable of having moments, but probably not the sustained type of producer that he was in New York, and that's okay. You can still be part of the answer and not part of the problem in Cleveland. You can be that. And Cleveland has had – I think I was reading something yesterday, and Baker Mayfield was quoted as how odd it is being on a 4-2 team that feels like you're 0-6.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how you look at the Browns, I think, from the outside looking in or even internally. But they are 4-2. And they've made some inroads. And while they have not done particularly well in spotlight games, and you can argue about the Cowboys being a spotlight game and a marquee game and a statement game, okay, I guess. I mean, if you're going to give the Cowboys that much credence pre-Dak injury, I'll listen to that. It was a good win, no question about it.
Yeah.
But the Browns, and they're in a very difficult division.
Yep.
Very difficult division. So they've got that going against them. But having said that, they're not a bad football team.
No.
And if they can, if they keep it together and they don't allow the fraying that appears to be kind of going on right now to go any further and to take them down with them, they have a chance because they're not a bad football team.
You know what it might come down to is let's just not get the crap kicked out of us by good teams. The meltdown came after week one when they lost to the Ravens by 32 points, and then the Steelers last week by 31. Games in which, you know, good team versus good team, and we totally melted. So, by the way, did you hear what he said about COVID and the agreement that his body and COVID have? You catch that?
I don't even know how to react to that.
Listen to this.
Not in an arrogant way. I just don't think COVID can get to me. I don't think it's going to enter this body. I don't want no parts of it. It don't want no parts of me. I think it's a mutual respect. So
I don't want to make fun of Odell Beckham Jr., but I just had to play that clip right
there.
Well,
I mean, the personification of COVID is just bizarre. But whatever, you know, I mean, I don't know. Do we just kind of chalk that up to eccentricity or Odell being Odell? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's maybe better than him not saying anything. I mean, that's a good quote.
Right.
And that's a good soundbite. Yeah. All right. Now, as it relates to his alma mater, LSU, life comes at LSU fast, too, because they are less than great on the field this year. Now you can chalk it up to COVID-19, but you know, tell Alabama that they're still doing pretty good. But what they did yesterday is self-impose penalties for rules violations and hoping the NCAA doesn't hammer them with any more. The school is docking itself 8 scholarships over the football scholarships over a 2-year period and reduced recruiting visits, evaluations, and communication after a nearly 2-year investigation uncovered booster payments to the father of a football player. And this dates back to the Les Miles days, apparently. This is according to Sports Illustrated and sources. And more recently, and having to do with OBJ, the school is banning from its facilities for 2 years Odell Beckham Jr., who distributed $2,000 worth of $100 bills that unfolded on the field after LSU beat Clemson in the national championship game in New Orleans. So not only is Odell having a tough time getting the ball as much as he wants in Cleveland, he can't go back home for 2 years. This goes to show you, and the I guess the NCAA technically is not, I mean, they've been in lockstep with LSU since they self-imposed. They've been in contact with the NCAA. But this kind of tells you how slowly the wheels turn at the NCAA. We talked about it the day after. That I'm like, was that real money that Odell Beckham was given the players? And the officials, some officials from LSU denied it, said it was fake money. And then they walked that back when Joe Burrow said, no, no, that was real. I got some money from him. And you and I are like,
I mean,
what's going on? They can't do that.
Are those
real hundreds? And so this goes back to an investigation that began in 2018. The father of a former offensive lineman received allegedly almost $200,000 in stolen money from an LSU booster who admitted in 2019 that he embezzled more than $500,000 from a hospital in Baton Rouge. And then Beckham's cash payments to players immediately after they won the championship. LSU officials initially told reporters that was fake money, but later retracted that after Joe Burrow acknowledged in an interview that the cash was real. LSU said the payments totaled $2,000, a level 3 violation. And then there was some fuzzy contact in January 2019 by Coach O. All that being self-imposed by the university, hand in hand with the NCAA, and without the result of the NCAA's inquiry into the men's basketball team and coach and Will Wade. Other than that, not much going on in Baton Rouge, team that won the national championship.
Like I have always said about the two major college sports, the two revenue producers, football and basketball, be careful about asking to have the top peeled back. You might not want to see how the sausage is made.
Mm-hmm.
If you care about things like that, there are plenty of fans that don't care.
Right, right. That's true.
Did my team win on Saturday? Good. Are we in the CFP? Great. Did we win the national championship? Oh, okay, good. I don't care about how we did it. I mean, I think that there is still a fair amount of people that it's like, and the rationalization, of course, is, well, everyone does it.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, and that's another argument probably. But, no, I've said for years and years and years, you don't want to know how the sausage is made people that care about it.
Well, LSU administrators apparently felt it necessary that the hammer was coming, so let's try to get out in front of this, I'm guessing. You know, with those two or three things that I read off there, including Odell handing out hundos and embezzled money that was stolen from a booster and given to the father of an offensive lineman. Now, what LSU wants from the NCAA is to separate the two investigations, basketball and football. Is that a further damning potential punishment by the NCAA for the entire LSU athletic department, or should it be separate? I can see why the NCAA might not want to separate the two. I don't know if it's fair or unfair. I don't know how much fair has to do with this, that we're talking about two different sports, but it's the same athletic program. So we'll see what happens with both, whether the NCAA will come over the top of the football team after self-imposed restrictions and or hammer Will Wade and the basketball program with the allegations that at least 11 men's basketball student athletes or family members, individuals associated with them, got money for enrolling at LSU. This is according to an SI.
11.
Plus him being 11. On him being on a wire, basically talking about payment of a player. He doesn't he kind of walks right up to the line as far as the verbiage is concerned, but they've got Will Wade on a wire talking about, what was it, a big-ass offer, a nice-ass offer, something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that, right?
But he didn't come out and answer the question. So life comes at LSU fast. Life comes at OBJ fast. And did you hear the candor from Ryan Fitzpatrick yesterday?
Yep.
Life comes at him fast, too. He's a little bit different in that he's a journeyman quarterback, but he had just given the Dolphins a 3-3 record after they just stoned the Jets. And he was over there on the sidelines whooping it up when Tua finally got into the game. Unbeknownst to him, that unless Tua gets hurt again, those are the last snaps that he's probably going to take this year. And he was absolutely floored by it. I would have thought he'd have gotten used to that by now, since he's, what, quarterback 9 different teams or whatever, and he's just kind of a placeholder everywhere he's gone. Here's how Ryan Fitzpatrick sounded when he got the news that he was benched.
I've been, starter. I've been benched all kinds of different ways, but this one just really, more so than any of them, I think this organization and what we've been through the last year and a half, this was kind of the first place other than Buffalo where I just felt fully, committed and invested and felt like it was my team, and so to have that, I think that's a lot of the reason why my heart was so heavy yesterday, but, that's the direction that the organization's going, and, I've just got to accept it.
I appreciate his candor, I don't want to tell him how to feel, but for him to say, I felt like this was my team,
that's pretty
strong stuff.
Was he around draft night? I mean, did he pay attention to the draft?
Well, did he think that Tua was so far away from starting that he was fine for a long time to come?
I mean, come on. Look, the bit, and on top of it, he's what, 38 years old?
Yeah.
And he's been around the block a few times. He's an Ivy League educated dude who should have a better understanding of how the business of that league works. I mean, there's no feel good about Ryan Fitzpatrick and a 3-3 football team. Even one that's won 2 in a row now, and they got a nice win against San Francisco. This is a business that is all about moving forward and getting ready to be more competitive in a broader sense.
And yeah, but I didn't think they were going to be 3-3. Did you?
No. No, I didn't.
Well, let me ask you this. If they were 0-6, would it be Tua time coming off the bye? Would it be more so or less so time to turn it over to Tua if they were 0-6? And what if they were
6-0? I think it was ordained anyway. If they're 5-1 at this point, and I mean, 3-3 is fine, but – is that what they are now, 3-3?
Yeah. Yes, they're 3-3.
So they're 3-3. I mean, 3-3 is fine, but that's not a turn the keys to the kingdom over to or allow the keys of the kingdom to remain in the pocket of Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, Tua takes over.
I guess it may have been a health thing / do you have a complete grasp of the offense and can we turn you loose? And apparently after the bye in week 7, the answer is yes. But it's not that I feel sorry for Ryan Fitzpatrick, but he and Odell will at least give you what they think. They'll at least tell you what's on their mind. And he did. He said he was crushed. It was surprising, but at least his candor is what keeps guys like us going. And will he ever take another snap? He realizes he might not.
And I know that there are probably – and there's probably – and I've read some of it out of the Miami Herald and various spots down there where they talk about this is a message from the franchise that we're all about developing for the future, moving that direction. Okay, I mean, let me ask you the basic question. Are they more or less or about the same kind of team in a position to win a game with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback as opposed to Tua? Is it that big of a difference? Now, maybe we don't totally know yet, but my guess is that it's probably not going to be that big a difference. And you might strike while the fire's hot with Tua, but at the very least, you're going to give him 10 games or so starting, and you're going to get really good information about where you are as a football team and as a franchise and whether you have your guy moving forward.
Well, more for me than anything will be his leadership skills and what kind of a command of the huddle he has, because he's going to have his ups and downs probably, unless he comes in like Patrick Mahomes, which there aren't too many of those guys walking the planet. But let's not forget, too, that Ryan Fitzpatrick threw 7 interceptions along with his 10 touchdowns. So, you know, he's never been too far away from handing the keys back over to whoever he was backing up to start with. See,
right.
Jameis Winston last year. Those two guys,
sure.
Or 2 years ago, or whenever that was, that those two guys were together. But anyway, I want to carry this over, if you don't mind, because
sure.
Life comes at WSU hoops pretty fast, too. Now that we're embroiled in a controversy and a he said thing, how is that going to affect WSU men's basketball long term, a month from now? Looking back on how good WSU hoops had it, wins and loss wise, and can Greg Marshall survive this? A life comes at you fast, WSU hoops style, here on a Thursday. It's Shane and Bruce and Jad. It's 9:23. What's on Tap is brought to you by Side Pockets out the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. We got a little World Series talk to get to as a Kansan was behind the plate calling balls and strikes with mixed results, according to one of us. I'll keep it quiet as to who. We'll reveal our picks for tomorrow and how we did last week. Chiefs update coming up Thursday night football tonight. All that straight ahead here on Sports Daily. It's 9:23.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.